Not only do Winnie the Pooh and Pennywise sound the same...
Hello.
Hello, balloon.
Wait, was that a red balloon?
That's so weird how it's just floating there. Unless Winnie the Pooh is one of Pennywise's shapeshifts, that would explain why they both do the same dance. Or at least very similar.
But what about that scene
where Pennywise is getting out of the fridge and he's all deformed, and then he spins his head all the way around? Oh, this is really weird.
Well, that stuff all makes sense, I guess, but Pennywise likes to eat kids, while Winnie the Pooh is friends with Christopher Robin, who's a kid.
See, Pooh and Christopher Robin are buddies. Nothing would ever happen between them.
Unless, wait.
That yellow rain jacket looks familiar. Well, this is absolutely terrifying.
Maybe they were onto something a couple years ago with that Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
Yeah, I didn't really get the chance to see the Winnie the Pooh, the scary part, the scary movie. I think it should have been a scary animation movie, not like a scary, like realistic type of movie, people wearing rubber masks and stuff. I don't know, like whatever, dog. Who knows? Look mediocre. But that is a lot of similarities between Winnie the Pooh and Pennywise. I would never put those two together. To me, he doesn't really sound the same. But there is a similarity in the voice when they said that right there. That was it. Then the red balloon. Why does Winnie the Pooh have red balloon? Like, I'm not really a big Winnie the Pooh fan, so I couldn't know. Maybe Christopher Robin gave it to him. I don't know. But that Winnie the Pooh red balloon just floating there like that is a little weird. And why does he turn around and his head stands still like that? Why, like, if it's a bear, it's... I think, you know what? I would have to go look to find out if the same people who made It are the same people who made Christopher Robin. I don't know. Like, obviously, we all know where It came from. I know it was Steven Spielberg, but I'm saying, like, the people behind the film, not just Steven Spielberg, the actual people behind, like, the studio. I wonder if they own this movie, too. That would make sense. Y'all Google it, bro. Hit the comment section, baby. Let's go.